She had money in steel, money in silver, lead, zinc, money in copper and gold, money in 100 different things, mostly the sort of things that literally and metaphorically made money. Drogheda had long since ceased to be the main source of her income. It was no more than a profitable hobby. Father Rafe didn't speak directly to Meggie during dinner, nor did he afterward. Throughout the evening he studiously ignored her. Hurt, her eyes sought him wherever he was in the reception room. Aware of it, he ached to stop by her chair and explain to her that it would not do her reputation, or his any good, if he paid her more attention than he did, say, Miss Carmichael, Miss Gordon, or Miss O'Mara. Like Meggie, he didn't dance, and like Meggie, there were many eyes on him. They were easily the two most beautiful people in the room. Half of him hated her appearance tonight. The short hair, the lovely dress, the dainty ashes of roses silk slippers with their 2-inch heels. She was growing taller, developing a very feminine figure. And half of him was busy being terrifically proud of the fact that she shone all the other young ladies down. Miss Carmichael had the patrician features, but lacked the special glory of that red-gold hair. Miss King had exquisite blonde tresses, but lacked the lissom body. Miss McHale was stunning of body, but in the face very like a horse eating an apple through a wire-netting fence. Yet his overall reaction was one of disappointment, and an anguished wish to turn back the calendar. He didn't want Meggie to grow up. He wanted the little girl he could treat as his treasured babe. On Patty's face he glimpsed an expression which mirrored his own thoughts, and smiled faintly. What bliss it would be if just once in his life he could show his feelings. But habit, training, and discretion were too ingrained.